This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Ai, tēnā tātou katoa. Tēnā tātou ko hui hui mai ki roto tātou nei whare, tā tātou nei puna mātou ranga wā Aotearoa nei, no rei nau mai, nau mai haramu. E tika ana me tīmata, me te kōrero o tētahi wahine rangatira o muri whenua, a muri ngāroto, kia haka kinaki hea tēnei, tēnei hui hui ngō tātou. No reira, unu hea tirito te harakeke, kai hui te kōmako. E kō haka tairangitia, rere ki uta, rere ki tai. Māue ki mai heha te mea nui, mā koe whakutu, he wahine, he wahine, he wahine. No reira, nā te kaha o ngā wahine toa, ki roto tā tātou nei whare e tēnei rā, me tīmata tātou ki te haka honore, ki te haka mehi atu ki tā tātou nei wahine. No reira, e te pirimia, nau mai haramai, whakatau mai ki roto tā tātou nei whare, tā tātou nei whare taonga. E tūana a hau ki, runga ki roto i tēnei whare, mō ngā pātaka wānanga e rua, ko te puna mātauranga nei, te whare o te tiriti, me te petihana whakamana pōti wahine, me te whakaputanga o ngā kōrero o Nehera, me te rua mahara o te kāwanatanga, ko rātou te kaitiaki o ēnā taonga. Nō reira, ka mihi a hau kia koutou, kia kōrua, mai te rua mahara me te puna mātauranga. Ka mihi hoki mai tā tātou nei tari, te tari tai whenua. He mea tika, he mea pono, ka waka hoki tā tātou nei mehi, kia rātou kui mene ki te pō, rātou kua here ki tua te ārai. Nō reira, rātou, tūpono o rātou, o tātou kua huihui mai nei, haere, haere, haere. Engari, ka whaka hoki ki roto tā tātou nei aruma, tēnā tātou, kia roto hoki tātou katoa. Tēnā tātou, te whānau o Poneke, tēnā tātou te whānau Takatāpui, tēnā tātou te whānau o ngā toi, kua huihui mai nei ki te tautoko, ngā wāhine toa e rua nei, me tā tātou nei rangatira rongonui, te pirimia. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, nau mai, haere mai ki roto tā tātou nei whare. Ka huri ahau ki tā tātou nei rangatira mō tēnei pō, kia Bill, māna te whakahaere o tā tātou nei huihuinga. Nō reira, huri no tā tātou nei whare, tēnā tātou, ki tā tātou nei tini rangatira, ki tā tātou nei tangata nohi, tātou katoa ki roto i tā tātou nei whare, tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora koutou. No mai haere mai ki te puna mātauranga o Aotearoa. Ko Bill McNaught aho te tumuake o te puna mātauranga o Aotearoa. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very great pleasure for me to welcome you all to the National Library of New Zealand tonight. My name is Bill McNaught, I'm the National Librarian. And we're delighted to host the Top Twins, an exhibition for New Zealand, a celebration of Joe's and Linda Topp's unique contribution to New Zealand's social, cultural and political landscape. The exhibition was developed by colleagues at Te Manawa Museum in Palmerston North, and we're proud to partner with them in bringing it to Wellington, the first stop on a national tour. It's my pleasure to acknowledge some of the many distinguished guests here tonight. First of all, our Prime Minister, Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, welcome. The Honourable Grant Robertson, the Honourable Claire Curran, I believe, is here. The Honourable Ian Lees-Galloway is here. And special welcome back to former Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Helen Clark. I would also like to acknowledge those who have travelled from the Manawatū to be here tonight, including Mayor of Palmerston North, Grant Smith. Welcome back. An exhibition celebrating the lives and work of two iconic Kiwi musicians and entertainers who have always pushed the boundaries seems very fitting this year. Not only are the Top Twins celebrating their 60th birthday, But 2018 also marks 125 years since thousands of New Zealand women pushed the boundaries so that New Zealand became the first country in the world where women won the right to vote. And the 1893 suffrage petition that they signed is right here at the National Library as part of the He Tohu exhibition, which is open this evening for anyone who has not yet had the opportunity to go and visit. So the Top Twins exhibition is in good company. We're also pleased to add our own Top Twins collection from the Alexander Turnbull Library to the exhibition that's travelled here from to Manawa. The library holds such archival gems as newspaper clippings, posters and photos donated by Diva Productions back in 2013. And you'll get to see some of this in the exhibition this evening. I'd also like to thank my public programmes team for arranging this exhibition at the National Library and also for looking after us all this evening. And speaking of looking after us all, I do have a brief health and safety message to share. In the event of an earthquake, drop, cover and hold, do not leave the building. Wait for National Library staff to give further instructions. If there is an evacuation, exit out of the main entrance, turn left, go down the stairs, cross the road and meet on the other side of Aitken Street. For smaller emergencies, the toilets are located through the door just there. And finally, if you are a tweeter, our exhibition hashtag is #CampMother. Thank you for being here this evening. It's my pleasure now to introduce Te Manawa's Chief Executive, Andy Lowe, who will tell you more about the exhibition. Please welcome Andy.
E ngā matawaka, ngā pai maunga, ngā wai awa, e riri kau atu ki te moana. E kuima, e korumā, e rauranga tiramā, tai noa kia koutou, te haukainga o te takiwa nei. He tā te kōrero, mā tō raurau, mā tāku raurau, ka pūwai tōk tātou nei rangi. E mihi ana, e mihi ana, e mihi ana. Hei oi anō, kia kōrua te pirimiha o te tō tātou nei whenua i tēnei wā, kia koe te pirimia i ngā taukua pāhure. E te tokurua nei, e mihi ana, e mihi ana, e mihi ana. Nā reira, ki aku kai tautoko, tini whetu ki te rangi, ko rangi tāne ki te whenua, ki a koe Grant, rātou ko ngā kaimahi o te kaunihira a Papaioia, ki a koutou hoki ngā pōari o te manawa. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. O tēnā tātou. It's wonderful to be here tonight representing Te Manawa Museum of Art, Science and History in Papaioia, Palmerston North. This is a really special occasion for us, the launch of the national tour of our exhibition Top Twins, an exhibition for New Zealand. And how better to launch it than in the presence of our Prime Minister and Helen Clark, who also happen to be big Top Twins fans. I'd like to acknowledge all our visitors from Palmerston North tonight, including the Mayor Grant Smith, MP Ian Lees-Galloway, Palmerston North City Councillors Rachel Bowen, Te Manawa Trust Board members and staff, Henari Kani, Janet Ellery, thank you. It's great that you've made the journey tonight. The much longer journey has been the creation of this Top Twins exhibition story, which began back in 2010 when I was working at the Waikato Museum. The nearby Huntley Coalfields Museum was developing an exhibition about the Top Twins, because that's their hometown, or kind of close, and asked us if we could help. So long story short, there's still a nice big pink painting of the twins on the wall in Huntley that can be seen as you drive in. At that time we talked about how good it would be to do an exhibition that toured the country and perhaps the world to celebrate these national treasures, the Top Twins. And so we talked about it again for the next few years. And I started at Te Manawa in 2012, and with some driven people on the project, Christelle Plimmer, Leslie Fowler, Sean Torrington, and many others, it finally happened. The 1981 Springbok tour, anti-nuclear protests, homosexual law reform, Māori land rights, Bastion Point, Jules and Linda stepped up to the mark, often in front of these protests. Then sang in concerts in the following days, raising funds to get those people who'd been arrested out of jail. Many of us remember you on those marches. You sang Goodnight Irene for your mum from the stage of the Michigan Women's Festival. My partner Aroha was there and she cried. Ngāi Wee during protest marches to meeting Prince Charles and Lady Camilla on TV and radio, cassettes, CDs and YouTube, and now here, well, it was in Palmerston North, and now here in Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington. Jules and Linda, camp mother, camp leader Ken and Ken, our much-loved rural girls, our untouchable girls who do a bit of music and a bit of horses, you rack us up, you touch our hearts, and continue to help shape this nation. You've encouraged us to stand up, to have guts, to stand together, ngāi wīe. You shared your story and ours through song with a joke or two and an excellent yodel. It's wonderful to see you again tonight. You need to be celebrated over and over. This project has had huge support throughout, not least at all from Jules and Linda, their production agency, Diva Productions, Palmerston North City Council, Henare Kani, Jude Benson and our team on the job, Olivia Coford, et al, who got it here. Is going to tour to a number of venues around New Zealand. Creating and touring exhibitions around New Zealand is something Te Manawa has done for many years and does quite well. It'll be a really big part of our exciting future as we embark on a project we're calling TM 2025. Recently, the Palmerston North City Council gave us the green light to progress high-level planning for this creation of the arts and cultural powerhouse for Palmerston North for consideration as part of the long-term plan. Te Manawa needs more up-to-date spaces in which to host its diverse communities and deliver world-class experiences, so that's what we're working on right now. Finally, I'd like to thank Bill McNaught and his National Library team for hosting this exhibition, sharing this launch and recognising the potential of this show. We hope to see you all tonight. And please tell your friends and family to come and see this exhibition. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Kia ora.
Thanks very much, Andy. It has been a real pleasure working with your team from Te Manawa. Ladies and gentlemen, please now welcome our Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
Kia ora, he mihi nui tēnei, mō tēnei kaupapa nui, tēnā koutou katoa. If anyone's wondering why there's a seat on the stage, that was thoughtfully provided for me, but I continue to defy the odds by standing through my pregnancy. But I thank you very much for the care and the invitation to be here. It is truly an honour, Bill, and I thank you and your team at the National Library for the role you've played in continuing to extend the tour of this wonderful exhibition. And Andy, for the work that you and all of the Te Manawa team did to get it to the position it's in now, absolutely fantastic, and thank you. I see you have your local MP here, continuing to claim, obviously, alongside you, and rightly so, some of the honours tonight, and he is fiercely proud of his region and will be fiercely proud of you, I know, too. Can I acknowledge the Right Honourable Helen Clark? And I have to say, Helen, when I leave this role, if 10 years later I still elicit a whoop from a crowd, I will feel very, very pleased. You set the bar very, very high. And it's only fitting that you're here. Of course, you're present in the exhibition and obviously a part of this wonderful story and the pride we feel in the Tok Twins. I acknowledge Grant Robertson. He's obviously the Associate Minister of Arts. He's never quiet when he's Associate Minister of Arts, obviously our Minister of Finance and our local MP, so Allah, any excuse to be here, basically. So a pleasure to have him here as well. And finally, Mayor Grant, thank you for your ongoing support of what we have touring now too. But of course, most importantly, I want to acknowledge the Tok Twins. And I was so delighted to see this invitation come in and did not hesitate for a moment to say that I wanted to be here. Actually, I was thinking of all of the reasons, but there's three main ones that I just wanted to reflect on quickly because I'm now standing between you and this stage. The first reason was because I grew up with you. I can't, remember a time when I wasn't aware of who you were and what you represented. And how proud I felt whenever I saw someone reflecting back to me the people I was growing up around. I grew up in Morrinsville. Ken and Ken feel very familiar to me as characters. But so do camp leader and camp mother, possibly because I saw myself in some of those. I don't have a sequined onesie to speak of, but there was something about those characters that just were truly Kiwi and that no one else captured the way that you captured. And I think probably everyone feels that in some way. The second reason was because that you were more than just comedians and you were more than performers and artists. You were activists. And, of course, growing up, I was always looking for those role models, particularly role models like that who came from backgrounds like mine where traditionally people didn't speak up always, particularly not on issues like Bastion Point or on issues like nuclear, the anti-nuclear movement, or like homosexual law reform. But that is what you did, and you did it with humour and grace, and you made your voice heard, and I have such an appreciation for that. Obviously, it was in your blood, because I understand that you have aunts who are on the women's suffrage petition. Mershal and Charlotte, I understand, are here already listed on that petition, so that speaks obviously to your lineage as well. But my third reason for wanting to be here is because I have some of your stuff. And by that I don't mean albums, I mean I have your caravan. I should add, I bought it through totally legitimate means. But the little baby Starliner from, I think it was dated the 1950s, which originally I think you purchased and had living in Grey Lynn. When I first became an MP, I decided I wanted a caravan to do my electorate work, following in the steps of MP greats like Helen, who had an old Oxford, I think. Mine, I wanted something a bit smaller so that I could park it. And I found this one online on Trade Me that was only 8 feet, absolutely miniature. And I absolutely fell in love with it. It didn't appear to be roadworthy in any sense of the word. In fact, in the description, it acknowledged that it had chickens living in it. The pictures told a very telling story. And I remember my father saying, "You are mad. That chassis will be full of rust." But without even seeing it, I decided I was going to bid on it. It had a little note, though, that said it used to be a TV prop caravan. And I thought, that's curious. So I called. And little did I know, I was calling the home of one of the tops. And then had it explained to me that it was the old caravan used for some of the camp leader, camp mother skits. And of course, that then sealed the deal for me. There was no way I was walking away from this Trade Me auction. It was hard fought. There was someone else bidding against me. And I still to this day remember sitting in my office in Parliament I was on the computer watching this roll through and I was losing. Suddenly my phone flashed up, my desk phone. Phil Goff, leader of the Labour Party at that time, was calling me. Phil never calls me. I pick up the phone, I said, "Can't talk, bidding." And I took it out. I, to this day, feel so proud to have that tiny little slice of Kiwi history. And even just the story of coming to pick it up and as I arrived, being greeted by, "All right, come on in here and take a look, townie." I remember trying to defend myself as being from Morrinsville. I was wearing heels on a farm, which is never a good look. But I feel so proud to have that little bit of Kiwi history, even if it absorbed the money I'd put aside for a deposit on a home, fixing it up. But I think I can speak for everyone, regardless of whether it's something physical or it's something spiritual. There's a little piece of you in all of us, if we can claim you in that way. And I want to thank you for the years that you've given us and the years that we still expect from you to come. So without further ado, can I welcome to the stage Linda and Jules Topp.
Then This is pretty cool, eh? I was just saying to Jules, you know, when people get an exhibition in a museum, they're usually dead. And it's really exciting to be here live in this exhibition. I'd like to acknowledge Jacinda. To us, she's just Jacinda. She'll always be just Jacinda, the girl who bought our caravan. We had a $1 reserve on it and she paid $1,200 for it.
You paid 14.
14! You paid 14. Okay, she's young and silly. And we'd also like to acknowledge Helen for being here, who's always been there for us, right from that word go, when we were little fellas. She was our Prime Minister. And it's really beautiful to have Helen and Jacinda here as our Prime Ministers, as from now on, women should only ever be Prime Ministers in New Zealand. I've toyed a little idea with becoming, you know, getting involved in politics. Jules and I have actually kept out of politics for the last year or so. We just didn't want to steal your thunder at all, Jacinda. But I think we had a classic moment with our mum and dad. Our dad's 90 and mum's 87. And we were sitting down having tea with them a couple of nights ago. And they were invited to come. They're up in Moronsville still. And they were invited down here, and Dad said, oh, it's too far to go. It's too far to go and stuff. And then Mum, just out of the blue, she said, and then I said, you know, there'll be lots of famous people here, you know, I think the Prime Minister's coming. And Mum goes, oh, that Jacinda? Isn't she a lovely girl? She's doing a lovely job too. Lovely. Now, this is two old National farmers who have always voted National. And we came from them. We came from our mum and dad. Good farming stock, National. But they allowed us to be the top twins. They allowed us to be who we are. So a big thank you to all the people around us. Our mum and dad were always there for us as kids. Our prime ministers, our women prime ministers have all based, not all of them. There was one that just sort of, you know, faked it for a little while. And I'd also like to acknowledge all the people who have worked with us over the years. Arani Cuthbert is here with us. She's our manager and has been for over 25 years now. So we've got a really, you know, pretty good partnership now. She's done an amazing job by looking after us, but also allowing us to make the decisions as well as her. So, you know, because nobody's ever told us what to do. Nobody's ever going to tell us what to do. We will always be who we are. We'd like to thank all the team that has worked on our TV programs. Felicity's here, our current director of our TV programs, who's done a fantastic job. We're surrounded by amazing women, and that is, you know, really important. And there's a few sort of good blokes too who happened to put this exhibition together, so we'd like to thank all them. We'd also like to thank all the amazing New Zealanders who have all followed us and been with us on our journey. They have done an amazing job being there for us, you know. If it wasn't for our audiences and our fans and what have you, then we wouldn't be who we are. You know, if you want to put a show on, you've got to have an audience. And the Kiwis have come on board. And we feel so proud that we can perform in New Zealand. And we perform to mums and dads and teenage kids and babies and grandparents and National people and Labour and Labour and the Greens and New Zealand First. They all come to our show. So we have crossed the board, you know. We have crossed all the boundaries. And I think, you know, it's part of it is us, but the other part of it is that we live in New Zealand, the most incredible place in the world. You know, it is really amazing. Jules, my sister here, she's, you know, a big part of what's happened for me as well. Without her, I'd be nothing, as I said before, and she's said that as well. We've had our ups and downs in our lives, but we've always loved each other and always stayed together as sisters, and always sisters as in relatives, sisters and sisters in fighting for what we believe in. And I think that, you know, there was a time when Jules had a little health scare, The big cancer came along, and a lot of people have been affected by cancer in New Zealand. We're not sure, quite sure why it is. I think probably getting rid of 1080 out of this country for a start would be good. Just a little reminder there, Jacinda. Would be a good start. Let's get rid of all the poison out of this country and make it the best, the most incredible place in the world. People will want to come here. You know, they want to come here already. But let's make it the best place in the world. And Jules did have a little scare there, cancer. I'm not sure if it was the 1080 when we were growing up, because they were chopping it all over the countryside. They still are. And we need to get rid of that. But Jules managed to get through that. And I was her caregiver for 8 months. And she did say to me that it was quite good now. She's in good health. But she's glad that she's got a twin sister in case she does get sick. She said she's keeping me for parts. I'm going to finish up and just thank everybody for being here tonight, because this is the start of the tour of the Talk Twins exhibition, and it is, it just feels like an honour that people have made an effort to, you know, put a little show on for us, you know, about us, and that other people can come and see it. And so I'd like to thank you all for being here. You know, you are part of this. You are part of New Zealand. You're part of our journey. It's not just our journey, it's everybody's journey. And I think, you know, we have shown the rest of the world that we are an incredible, tolerant, wise, amazing people who live in this country. I'm going to hand over to Jules, and then I think we probably might sing a song. What do you reckon?
Not really much else to say, really. Linda really, you know, has always been a talker. And, everything that we do now is for love. And it's important we remember that, because we're all here because we love something we do. And it's not about whether we're famous or how much money we have or how many cars we have parked in the garage or a jet ski or any of the things that we think that might make us feel happy. We're only happy when we're connected to our friends. We're connected to the people that we care about, and we're connected to the people that are going in the right direction. And the people who aren't going in the right direction, we will honour them and listen to their story too. Because that is the only way we will ever find a way of going forward. Because for what happens is our life has been about being tolerant. Our part of our life is about being tolerant to people and understanding that when we listen to them, sometimes they come with us. They join our role. They join our road. And they come become part of something that's bigger and brighter and beautiful. And, you know, we need more of that in this country. We need positive news and good people to follow. And I know that, you know, we've had many a good time, a great time in our lives performing, and those times are not over. We've got plenty of parties to go to. I know Jacinda's a good girl, because when she came, she opened the door of my caravan and it fell off. She was still committed to buying it. So this is all good. This is great. We might as well finish off with a song about something we wrote a long time ago. It's about us. It can be about you if you want it to be. It's about being untouchable at Miola. And honestly, it is about love.
We're untouchable, untouchable, untouchable girls. Untouchable, untouchable, untouchable girls.
On the team.
know whether anyone is officially opening the door of the exhibition. Well, we've got an exhibition to go to. What do you reckon?
Get on your buddy.